This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Switz. I hope that you're feeling well today. Talking about living with your family without losing your mind. Sometimes there are problems within the family. And do you know, I think we have to talk about the essence of forgiveness. Forgiveness is not feeling better. It's not this great waves of warm feelings that come over for that other person that you might have problems with. It's not forgetting what was done. But within a family, sometimes we've got to forgive each other. It's releasing the right to do anything to get that person back, you know, so that I don't have to talk to them or I can withhold something from them or say bad things about them to the kids. It means that I give up my right to get back in any way. It's an amazing statement from Matthew chapter 5 from the New Testament. If you're about to place your gift on the altar, this was going to church and doing the right thing, and you remember that someone's angry with you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. Make peace with that person, then come back and offer your gift to God. There are very few things, I think, that are like a good old-fashioned apology to make things better. We use the word reconciliation, be reconciled. It means a complete change. Not that we're going to be instant best friends, but it's saying, well, look, I've done whatever's necessary to put things right, even within a family. It makes a choice easier to change the actions, or your actions, actually. That's why the Bible says in Ephesians 4:31, stop being bitter and angry and mad at others. Don't yell at one another or curse each other or ever be rude. So ask yourself today, have these words described the way my family and I have interacted in the past? Has there been shouting and rudeness? Well, if there has, God can give you the ability to make that change. You don't have to keep on living like that. Maybe you're used to responding in that way. Maybe you can just get your mind, or try to get your mind, out of that rut. Respond in a new way. Break that old habit. And the best way is forgiving one another. Forgive your brother. Forgive your sister. And once you've done that, don't pick it up again. And Paul said in the next verse, Ephesians 4:32, instead, be kind and merciful and forgive others, just as God forgave you because of Christ. Reminds me of the two guys who were talking. He said, whenever I make a mistake, my wife, she gets historical. Hang on, don't you mean hysterical? No, historical, because she tells me everything I ever did wrong. Well, how does God forgive us? The Bible says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our sins from us. In other words, when God forgives, he's not in the business of digging it or dragging it up again. So we need to do anything that's necessary to put it behind you. So are there things that you need to stop doing that remind you of things that happened in your family that are probably not doing good and dragging you down? Get rid of the stuff. Are there thoughts that you've been thinking about that you really should banish about your family? Well, Peter came to the Lord one day and asked, how many times should I forgive someone who does something wrong to me? Is seven times enough? And Jesus answered, no, not just seven times, but 77 times. Well, back in the Bible days, it was traditional to say that you'd forgiven, that you have to forgive three times. That was okay. But Peter thought he'd be extra spiritual, and he doubled that and even added to it. Well, Jesus should be proud of me. No, said Jesus, not seven times, but more than that. In other words, more times than you can actually count. I'm sure there are some people in your life who are waiting to be forgiven. There must be one person in your family network or extended family who probably needs an apology. James, in his epistle, says, if you need wisdom, if you want to know what God wants, ask him and he will gladly tell you. He won't resent you asking. So conflicts happen. They happen in the church, they happen at work, and they happen within our family. And we need to establish some ground rules, I think, in the matter of conflicts. Things can get out of control. People say what they really shouldn't say. Well, God can help us. Thank you, dear Lord, that you have the answers to what goes on in the family. Give us courage and, Lord, the wisdom to even apologize if we have to. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.